You're listening to the audio production of In Constant Prayer by Robert Benson, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by Freddie Richardson. Foreword read by Karen Ireland. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
This book is for my friends at the Cathedral Parish at 9th and Broadway, and it is for the friends of silence and of the poor, whoever and wherever you may be. By tradition, going back to early Christian times, the divine office is devised so that the whole course of the day and night is made holy. It is the very prayer which Christ himself, together with his body, addresses to the Father. The Encyclopedia of the Catholic Church.
Foreword. Almost four decades ago, the late Robert Weber gave contemporary Christians two of the greatest summarizing phrases of our faith in those early postmodern, post-Christendom times. He said more and more of us were becoming evangelicals on the Canterbury Trail, and that what we were pursuing was, and is, intimate contact with the ancient future. Weber was right. He was right both descriptively and prophetically. More and more of us have been indeed returning in thought and in practice to the ancient disciplines of the faith, to ways of being that would accompany, complement, and complete our ways of believing. The first of the ancient practices to command our attention was fixed hour prayer, or the keeping of the offices, or the observing of the divine hours. There are many names for it, but they all refer to the same thing. They all refer to the practice of interrupting secular time every 3 hours for the observance of worship time made sacred by prayer. During the mid to late 1990s, a veritable plethora of prayer manuals was published in the United States and abroad for use, both lay and clergy, both private and corporate, in observing the hours. Robert Benson, long an observer of the hours, compiled one of those manuals, as did I and a number of others who likewise were lifelong practitioners of the discipline. As interest grew and matured, theologian Scott McKnight gave the 21st century another gift by writing Praying with the Church, in which he distinguished between praying.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?